affected the U.S. civil rights movement. Mrs. Parks attended Alabama State College, which is now Alabama State University, and made her living as a seamstress. She was active in the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, in Montgomery between 1943 and 1956. Mrs. Parks' arrest on December 1, 1955, for violating Montgomery's segregated seating laws led to an organized boycott of city buses by blacks who constituted 70% of all U.S. bus riders at that time in Alabama. As a result of this, the Montgomery Improvement Association was formed, the president of which was Martin Luther King, Jr. So in a sense, Mrs. Rosa Parks sparked and ignited the fire that led to Martin Luther King, Jr.'s dream. And as a result of her activities, Martin Luther King came to national prominence. The boycott continued for 381 days until December 20, 1956, when the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a lower court's decision declaring Montgomery's segregated seating unconstitutional. In 1957, Mrs. Parks moved with her husband and mother to Detroit, where she first worked as a seamstress and from 1965 to 1988 as a member of the staff of Michigan Congressman John Conyers, Jr. She remained active in the NAACP and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. In 1987, she founded the Rosa and Raymond Parks Institute for Self-Development, a youth organization. Her autobiography, Rosa Parks, My Story, published in 1993, was written with Jim Haskins. The reason I want to bring Rosa Parks to you, my friends, today, is that to me, she displays with startling simplicity the meaning of true power. To understand Mrs. Parks and her mind and her consciousness is to understand the meaning of real power, the meaning of power that comes from a domain of awareness that we call the spirit. Spirituality is a domain of awareness where we experience our universality. It's a domain of awareness where we experience total freedom. And I think today we are going to be looking into the nature of real freedom and real power. For all of my life, I've been fascinated by powerful people. There are many kinds of power and many kinds of powerful people. Rosa Parks is an extremely powerful person. But there is a difference between the power that a Hitler has and the power that someone with Christ consciousness has. This is the power that comes from the strength of spirit. It is a power that heals. It is a power that renews. It's a power that makes us feel safe. It is a power that brings us closer to God. It is a power that transforms and helps other people to feel powerful. It helps other people to experience freedom. Growing up with my parents, I was always told that there are two kinds of power. One is the power that comes from an agency or false power, and the other is real power, power that comes from the level of the spirit, self-power, spiritual power, the power of the soul, sacred power, whatever term you want to use. False power comes from a certain agency. If you are the President of the United States, you're an extremely powerful person for as long as you're the President of the United States. And then, once that office is over, as time goes by, you become less and less and less powerful,